Richmond Carlton. I'm a little nervous, Buddha. We've got a couple of... Well, we've got one big out. Dusty's out, but we've got Lynch and Lambert back in. So I reckon those two players might counteract Dusty out. What are your thoughts on this game? It's a ripper.
Yeah, well, Carlton won round one, Mark, if we can think back that far. We're at round 14, so it's going pretty quickly. So, yeah, no Dusty in round one, and Carlton were able to get the job done. And Lynch obviously played in that game. Bolton in that game played really well. I think he had three goals and two behind, so he was fairly dominant. Lambert's the one, I reckon. He's a little bit of the spiritual guy for Richmond. The amount of work that he does around the ground, I think he gets noticed a lot by his peers and also the players that he plays with. So he's a really big in. Obviously, Lynch is a big in. But both ends have got really good forwards. Obviously, you've got Riewoldt and Lynch, and then up the other end, you've got Curnow and Harry Mackay. So it's going to be a midfield battle. And I think with Dusty out, I'm just going to lean towards the Blues.
Beauty. All right. Now, tomorrow night, St Kilda and Essendon at Marvel at 10-8. Who do you like there?
Yeah, Millie, the Saints obviously disappointed last week. They had their chances up in Brisbane. So I don't think they'll get much resistance from Essendon. The Bombers have really gone backwards from 2021 playing in the finals. Just a quick one. Their points for, they're averaging 76 points, but it's 105 points against. So the Saints will be too slick. They're lacking defensive mechanisms. Essendon, and the Saints can really open you up. So they could be like Swiss cheese by the end of the day, the Bombers. So I'm tipping the Saints.
Yeah, that's a tick. Don't worry about that. Saturday, we've got Port and Sydney in Adelaide.
Port Adelaide, I don't think have a chance. So I just went back and did some homework, and Port have won the last three meetings between these two clubs, so, and the Swans have won the last two. So just have a think about when you put pen to paper about this one. They've been fairly inconsistent, though, Port Adelaide. They've got to get moving. Now's the time. It's June 16, so you've got to get some wins on the board now, Kenny. Buddy possibly could be back. The teams aren't out yet, but I'm going to go with Sydney with their form.
All righty. Also on Saturday afternoon over in WA, West Coast. And, oh, do we do this one last?
We'll do it now.
All right, yeah. The Cats. So let's talk about the Cats game. Buds, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a double bye for the Cats, and I'm not being disrespectful to West Coast, but look, they've got some big possible ins here. Mark, with fitness tests, just listen to these names. Henry, Asava, Holmes, Coladagny, Manigola, Higgins. It's all great news for Cats fans, having your list available this time of the year. So I think that the Cats should be able to get over there and travel well and win the game.
By a lot, I'm guessing. We've got Saturday night, GWS versus Bulldogs at Giant Stadium in Sydney.
I think just put the heater on, jump into bed nice and early, tuck in and refresh yourself for a big Sunday. So I'm tipping the Dogs.
All righty, let's go to Sunday, the Gold Coast v Adelaide at Metricon Stadium at 3:20.
I like the Suns, and I think they're really improving under Stewie Jew. Adelaide just still building. It's just a club that's sort of wallowing itself down the bottom of the ladder and just trying to get itself right. They have had some really good wins, but look, Harvey Norman have got some great deals on a lot of things out there, TVs, hair straighteners, coffee machines, furniture, so avoid this one. Spend your Harvey Norman dollars, and don't worry about this one. The Suns will win.